We are back here on 102.5 The Game. Our playoff coverage continues here. It's brought to you by Dex Imaging and Mailing. I'm here with Predators General Manager David Poile, named a finalist for General Manager of the Year for the third consecutive year. And David, I guess first off, congratulations. This is an interesting time to have this happen. Of course, your thoughts now, I'm sure, are looking ahead to round two, but it's nice to be recognized. As you mentioned during your press conference, it's your peers that vote on this, so it means something special, I'm sure, for the guys that you work with and interact with throughout the course of a season to recognize you.
Well, it certainly does. I mean, again, who better than the other 29 general managers to know what you're going through on a daily basis? And they know exactly what you're dealing with, whether it's from your ownership to your coaching staff to your scouting on all the contractual situations you have. I mean, we're a close-knit group. We talk to each other a lot. We rely on each other for counsel and advice. And again, I'm very, very proud, very honored that for the third year in a row we've been nominated for this. That makes me feel good because of it's voted by my peers. It's also a clear reflection that this franchise is heading in the upward direction, that there's so many things in the last two or three years that have been going in the positive direction, starting with our ownership. You know, once you get that solidified, and we had some bumps in the road from Craig Leopold selling the club to some fits and starts with other owners to getting a consistent ownership. Now management, starting with me, can have a plan, can have a vision for more than just, you know, a season, or, you know, you can look at 3 to 5 year plan or what have you. I think this is how all major companies work. I think that's how successful companies work. And you can see it being reflected in our progress on the ice, and you can see it being reflected in our progress off the ice. I mean, new uniform, sold out building. We're in the second round of the playoffs for 2 years in a row, made the playoffs 7 out of the last 8 years. There's a lot of good things about our franchise and the growth of our franchise. The people that have worked for me are doing a great job, or keep telling our scouts. I mean, they congratulated me on the nomination today, and I said, yeah, well, just keep drafting those good players and I'll be getting this nomination. So, you know, thanks. I mean, and again, I mean it, we all work together. I mean, our coaching staff has been fabulous since day one. I mean, Barry Trotz started with me, I've never coached in a game in the league, and now he's recognized as one of the best coaches in the National Hockey League, and he is. Paul Fenton is our assistant general manager. He works beside me every day and inquiring players' ideas, running the Milwaukee team. Our Milwaukee team has been our feeder system and has provided umpteen players every year to keep us competitive. So we've got a good organization. I have some really, really good hockey people, some guys that do a great job, very loyal, and from ownership on down, you know, we're on the same page, and that's why we're having some success now.
You were nominated for this last year, and a lot of people in a real basic snapshot might say, well, they were pretty good last year, they went around, here they are again in the second round. But as I was reminded of during the press conference, there was a lot of really tough decisions that had to be made, and this year's team is quite a bit different. You had to take some steps back from some veteran players to build from the start here with a very young base.
If you look back in 12 months ago to today, I mean, it was an unbelievable. We used to, in management, we called it a body of work, and there was a lot of things that happened. I mean, again, last year at this time, I was sitting here very happy and proud that we'd won the first round of the playoffs, and unfortunately, we lost out to Vancouver, but it was a good progress for a franchise. But when we sat down as a group with all the hockey people and even from ownership, our goal was to win the Stanley Cup, and we didn't think we had the team to win the Stanley Cup, and we were probably made more moves, were probably more aggressive than virtually any team in the league, especially a team that had some decent success. I mean, when you think about the decisions that we made last year in the offseason, when we didn't re-sign Steve Sullivan, bought out J.P. Dumont, Marcel Gotch went to free agency, Joel Ward, who scored like 10 goals in the playoffs, Shane O'Brien, trading Lombardi in France into Toronto. I mean, we started the season with the youngest team in the league, and I think there was some real question marks both inside and outside the organization of whether we were even going to be competitive. And again, the younger players did a good job. The coaches did a good job. There was some guys that didn't come through. There were some guys that got better, made some call-ups in the middle of the season, like Yossi, Ellis, and Bork, and they were great for us. And we got to a point where we really felt good about our team. And then we, you know, traded like Jared Smithson, who'd been a longtime player. Bergfors didn't work out for us. We got him to go to the KHL. And then we started making some trades and got some key guys like Gill, who has a Stanley Cup ring, to you know, kind of anchor our defense. Gostad for the faceoffs to replace Smithson, Kostitsyn to give us some offense. And then, you know, the icing on the cake was to talk Radulov into coming back. So there was a lot of things that have happened. I mean, our team from last year basically doesn't resemble at all the same. I mean, we have the foundation with Pekka and Suits and Webbs and Marty Rat and Lagy and Fisher, but it's a different club, and I think and believe it's a better club. So a lot of work went into it.
Yeah, it's interesting when you think about early in the season. The home opener this year was against Phoenix, the team that you're going to be playing here. But just listening to you talk about really the first quarter of the season, before some of the pieces started to fall into place, there were some guys hurt, and you were sort of taking a chance with some young players, and really Pekka Rinne and Suter and Weber sort of keeping you afloat there. How tough was it of the struggle, knowing what you'd said from the start is, I think we're going to see the benefits in the second half of the season. But at the time, there was a little bit of a struggle.
Well, that was my line to anybody that would listen, is that I said that we made lots of changes, and I was the first to admit that, and you could see that. But I said, just believe in us, and I really believe that we'll be a better team in the second half of the season than in the first half of the season. And if we can keep everybody together, we'll be a better team next year than we are this year. Well, so far so good on the first half to the second half, and where we are. It's just, you got to have that trust and belief. I guess in any business, any relationship, you just have to have that. And especially in hockey, where you make changes, you got to give a younger player an opportunity at some point. And usually that's a little bit of a step back. But it worked a few years ago when we brought in some young defensemen by the name of Suter and Weber. They got their chance, and this year we bring in Ellis and Yossi, and they've done a good job. And that's sort of been the formula or key for our success, and thank goodness these younger players have been able to do it. But it's, like I said, it's been a lot of work, it's been a lot of change, and right now we're probably in the best position that we've ever been in.
One question about the victory over Detroit. You hit the moment that I think a lot of people had. It's 2-1, you guys are ahead. You think maybe the touch-up is going to happen and the last couple seconds are going to tick off. They get the icing call and there's 3 seconds and you're just thinking, you've seen Detroit in this position so many times. And sure enough, they got that one last window where you thought maybe they'd get that last shot. So it wasn't over until that last second, but you had to earn that victory over Detroit.
We certainly did. I mean, I guess there's such a thing as respecting somebody too much. I mean, Detroit has been everything. I mean, they beat us every year. They beat everybody every year. They've won Stanley Cups. They've been in the playoffs 21 consecutive years. They have Hall of Famers like Lidstrom, Datsyuk, and Zetterberg, and they're never out of it. I mean, they just have that aura about them. I mean, we all want to be the Detroit Red Wings. We all want to walk into a building and the fans think you're playing against the top team in the league, and that's how it is every night when you play Detroit. So, I mean, do not underestimate that win for us. That's a huge step for us. I mean, it's just like the little kid that finally beat his brother at his big brother at something. I mean, it's you don't know when it's ever going to happen. And like that handshake line, I usually come down right after the game, and I stayed up there to watch the end of the festivities and the handshake line. And honestly, I wasn't sure I'd ever see that. And again, I felt real proud of our franchise, and I really felt that we're got a solid chance now against anybody because of our ability to finally beat the Red Wings.
And now you got to get geared up for round two. This Phoenix team is a very interesting way that they put things together. They've got those just solid guys through the lineup. Maybe no superstars, but of course the guy that's emerging is their goalie, Mike Smith, who single-handedly kept him in it and probably won it for him against the Blackhawks.
Yeah, probably the hottest team in the after the All-Star break of any team in the National Hockey League, a team that a lot of people, again, didn't think would make it to the playoffs. They found a way. Reminds me a lot of us, how we play, how our work ethic, the structure of their team don't give you much. I mean, they score the first goal of the game. It's like, watch out, because they know how to protect a lead, and they make it tough on you. We got to find a way. We will find a way. I hope we're deeper than them. I hope we can have some offensive weapons that maybe Chicago didn't have. It's going to be close. Their goaltending is fabulous. Our goaltending is fabulous. Our power play was better than theirs in the regular season. If we can get our power play cranked up a little bit, it could make a difference. Their penalty killing is excellent. Ours is excellent. There's not too much to pick in this series. It's going to be close.
Well, David, thanks a lot for joining us. Looking forward to this round two against the Coyotes. But congratulations in the meantime, and hopefully there's some more hardware for some of your guys as these other nominees get announced.
That would be great. I appreciate it, and this is the best time. So hopefully all the fans are enjoying what we're trying to accomplish here.